This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, I want to show you how to escape from perfection's web. Excellence is a road that takes you to your dreams unless you stop at a roadblock called perfection. You must embrace excellence and flee from perfection. Excellence pays rich dividends and is always within your grasp. Perfection is an unreasonable master who is never satisfied. The wages of perfection are eternal frustration. No matter what you do or how hard you work, it's never good enough. Perfection is a master of disguises, and it infiltrates every area of your life. It's a silver-tongued adversary that pretends to be your friend while it fills your life with impossible dreams. If you buy what perfection is selling, you miss out on the good things of life. Life can be excellent, but perfection is impossible. The formula for a miserable life is to expect perfection in yourself, your friends, your parents, your children, your spouse, your business associates, your house, your car, your boat, and your job. Perfection doesn't exist in any of these areas. If you're hooked on perfection, you need to have a talk with God. In all recorded history, the only perfection I know about is God. Hopefully, after you have your chat with the Creator of the universe, you will give up your need for perfection and switch your focus to excellence and love. Perfection isn't necessary. It's a luxury that you can't afford. You don't have to be perfect and live without making a mistake for 3 days in a row to be worthy of God's love. You can be poor as a church mouse and walk around in rags, and God will love you just the same. God loves and accepts everyone the way they are. No exceptions. If it's good enough for God, it should be good enough for you. You must build your life on a foundation of love and acceptance rather than perfection. God loves you and accepts you the way you are, but He loves you too much to let you stay that way. The same is true for your human relationships. You must love and accept people the way they are, and do whatever you can to help them walk the path of excellence. Expecting perfection in yourself and others is a dead-end street. The house at the end of the street is called frustration, and if you move in, you will be miserable for the rest of your life. Perfection is a clever salesman that tries to sell you a perfect life rather than an excellent one. The sales talk sounds compelling, and soon you buy into what perfection is selling. Why settle for good when you can go for the best? Why not go all the way and go for perfection? Young people search for the perfect mate. Perfection gives them a long shopping list of all the qualities that must be present. Perfection never bothers to mention that the perfect spouse doesn't exist. Perfection tells you to just keep looking. He or she is out there somewhere. Some people never get married because they will not make a commitment until they find the perfect person. After you get married, perfection rears its ugly head and starts telling you all of the things wrong with your mate. The list of shortcomings is small at first, but it gets longer each day. Perfection never tires in its relentless effort to destroy your happiness. If you listen to the negative litany, it's only a matter of time before perfection completes its dastardly plan and ruins your marriage. Perfection sells a perfect life and delivers a miserable one. When perfection comes in the front door, the good things of life head for the emergency exit. Perfection destroys many excellent dreams. When I first started reading about sailing, I encountered articles that discussed the characteristics of the perfect yacht. These articles were written as if the perfect yacht really did exist. Maybe they were written by someone living in a parallel universe, different from our own, in which perfection was possible. In all the years that I've been sailing, I never saw the perfect yacht. None of them even came close. All of them are compromises. Here on planet Earth, where I live, there are no perfect yachts. Maybe the authors were writing about perfect yachts in the Big Yacht Club in the sky. I have met many people who wanted to cruise around the world or the Caribbean on a perfect yacht. After years of searching, these sailors finally realize the perfect yacht doesn't exist, and so they make a compromise. They buy an excellent one, or maybe just a good one. Then perfection pays a visit and tells them that they can convert their excellent yacht into a perfect one. It will only take a few years and a few thousand dollars to make it happen. So go ahead, do it. It will be worth the effort, and you'll be glad that you did. They spend years trying to convert their good yacht into a perfect one. The years thunder by, and they grow old, entangled in perfection's web. When they finally realize that perfection is impossible, they are too old and too poor to sail on the ocean of their dreams. Perfection tells many lies. One of the most frequent is that you should wait until conditions are perfect before you sail on the ocean of your dreams. You should make better preparations. Then, when the perfect opportunity comes along, you can snap it up. It sounds good, but it's a lie. Perfect opportunities don't exist. They are a figment of perfection's imagination. Opportunities always come in work clothes, and they're far from perfect. Opportunity is another name for a problem that needs to be solved. If you want to have big opportunities, you need to find some big problems and fix them. A perfect opportunity would be an oxymoron called a perfect problem. Conditions have never been perfect and never will be. You need to step up to the plate of life and start swinging at the pitches coming your way. There is no need to wait for the perfect pitch. Just keep swinging until you hit a home run. If perfection takes over your personality, you become a perfectionist. People who are perfectionists have fallen into a trap from which escape is nearly impossible. Escape is difficult because they don't understand that they have a problem. They think that you are the one with the problem. Most perfectionists are proud of the fact that they relentlessly pursue perfection, even if it's in trivial things. They don't understand that their obsession with perfection is a waste of time. Obsessive and compulsive behavior dominates their waking hours as they continually rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. They are 100% committed to putting each chair in its perfect location. Once they get those deck chairs in the correct position, their trip on the Titanic will be absolutely perfect. When you perform surgery, you quickly learn that perfect is the enemy of good. Every surgical procedure has certain limits, and when you exceed them, complications occur. The goal of surgery is to perform a definitive procedure rather than a perfect one. You commit yourself to excellence rather than perfection. During a surgical procedure, you use all your skills to achieve an excellent result. When the temptation arises to pursue perfection, you put down your surgical instruments and leave the operating room. Every good surgeon resists the temptation to convert an excellent operation into a perfect one. In the pursuit of perfection, you will push the surgical envelope too far and complications will happen. We had a saying in surgery that you should stop just before something bad happened rather than just after. That's the difference between going for a good result rather than a perfect one. Good gets the job done better than perfect, and it does it with fewer complications. The best surgeons do the least amount of surgery that still gives definitive results. They achieve excellence without falling into perfection's trap. Life is the same way. Perfection is the enemy of a good life. Perfection is impossible, and trying to achieve it makes your life worse rather than better. People who take their spirituality seriously often become entangled in perfection's web. These people are especially vulnerable to the gospel of perfection. After all, they believe in God, and they always want to do the right thing and never do the wrong thing. Many of these over-scrupulous individuals continually monitor their behavior, worrying about sins of omission as much as they do about sins of commission. Their spirituality is dominated by an accountant mentality and continuously keeps track of everything that they do wrong. Perfection is an enticing trap for spiritual people. All of their spiritual instincts point in the direction of perfection. What could possibly be wrong with trying to be perfect? Unfortunately, what you're trying to do can't be done. Spiritual perfection is impossible. No matter how hard you try, it will never happen. You are a human being and you are imperfect. Keeping a spiritual scorecard may improve your performance, but it won't make you perfect. Scorecards will not enhance your spirituality, and the accountant mentality has no place in your spiritual life. Your personal relationship with God is based on love. God isn't keeping score, and you shouldn't either. Perfection has the wrong focus. Your focus should be on love. People who have a heart full of love don't have a big problem with doing wrong things all the time. Instead, they focus on doing loving things. When you focus on doing the loving thing, sins of omission and commission usually aren't a problem. When the focus of your spirituality switches to love, the shackles of perfection fall off your arms and legs. You throw your spiritual scorecard away, and love becomes the dominant force in your life. If you become obsessed with spiritual perfection, it won't be long before you are ensnared in the web of self-righteousness. It's an easy trap to fall into, and usually you don't know that you've been caught. The trap is elegantly simple. It works like this. Since you want to be perfect, you're totally committed to being right all the time. People who agree with your way of thinking and living are obviously right. People who disagree with it must be wrong. You are now the self-appointed judge who determines what's right and wrong for the entire world. Unfortunately, the chance that you're always right and the rest of the world is wrong is zero. The only escape from self-righteousness is a double dose of humility and love. The dose of humility reminds you that you're not the one who decides what's right and wrong for the rest of humanity. The dose of love reminds you that true spirituality is about love rather than about being right. The need to be right is a sign of spiritual immaturity. When you give up your need to be right, the focus of your life shifts to love. Your heart becomes filled with God's love, and you pass that love on to everyone you meet. You no longer obsess on whether you're doing the right thing. Instead, you focus on whether you're doing the loving thing. This change in focus liberates you from self-righteousness. If you wait around for everything to be perfect before you enjoy your life, you will miss out on all the good things life has to offer. If you listen to the message that perfection whispers in your ear, frustration and disappointment will become unwelcome guests who never go away. When you stop and think about it, you realize that excellence beats perfection by a million miles. The reason is simple. Perfection is impossible and never happens. On the other hand, excellence is not only possible, it's your constant companion as you walk the path to your dreams. I haven't had a perfect life. Nevertheless, I had an excellent one. I never had a perfect job, but I had a couple of good ones. I never had perfect children, but I had two terrific ones. I never had a perfect wife, but I had an outstanding one. I never had perfect parents, but they were always there when I needed them, and they sacrificed to make my life better than theirs had been. I never had a perfect sailboat, but I have sailed for thousands of miles on the oceans of my dreams. I don't live in a perfect world, but it's an excellent one. Even if perfection was possible, it wouldn't be worth the effort. The planning and execution of a perfect trip around the world would require a 10,000-page script, a cast of thousands, and billions of dollars to make it happen. And when the trip was over, you would still find dozens of reasons why it wasn't perfect. On the other hand, an excellent trip around the world is easily within your grasp. You can hike it or bike it. You can sail it or fly it. You can do it on a shoestring, or you can do it in opulent luxury. It all comes down to how much time and money you want to invest in your excellent adventure. That's the way everything is in life. Perfection is impossible, but excellence is always within your grasp and is more than worth the effort. An average walk in the park is still pretty good. Riding a bicycle down a big hill is great fun. An average walk in the surf at the beach is terrific. When you escape from perfection, you learn that there are no ordinary moments. Each one is as special as you make it. Don't worship at the altar of perfection, as it will only bring misery. The definitive cure for perfection is God's love. You must accept yourself and others as you are, with all the imperfections. You must love yourself and others as you are, in spite of all the imperfections. God's love will prevent you from being ensnared in perfection's web. You don't need to be perfect, and neither does your life. Don't waste your time trying to make it perfect. Just open your heart to God's love and let your life get better and better. Now I want to give you an affirmation that will help you deal with that trap called perfection. Perfection pretends to be my friend while it steals my joy. If I wait around for everything to be perfect before I enjoy my life, I will miss out on the good things of life. Life can be excellent, but perfection is impossible. The formula for misery is to expect perfection in myself, my friends, my children, my spouse, my house, my car, and my job. I don't need to be perfect, and neither does my life. God loves me and accepts me the way I am. God never demands perfection. If it's good enough for God, it's good enough for me.